This is Plant-Based Briefing. I'm keeping Crohn's disease in check with a whole food plant-based diet by Chelsea Williams at ForksOverKnives.com. And I'm Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan and eco-friendly living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if you could take a few minutes and rate the podcast, give a 5-star rating, and possibly write a short review, that's really helpful in growing the podcast audience, because if somebody comes across it, they might decide to listen or not based on the ratings and reviews. And I got some low ratings back at the beginning from some trolls or people that didn't like a certain article that I read. So the total rating for the podcast is 4.7. If you could even just bump in there and give it a 5-star rating, if you think it's worth it, that would be great. And I'm happy to give a shout out too for people who give a nice review. And these were some from last year. I can't remember if I gave shout outs for or not, but one was called "Excellent podcast, really insightful and easy to listen to. Strongly recommend. Thanks for the great content." And that was a 4-star review from Does Doesn't in the United Kingdom. This one, it was a 5-star review called "My Daily Read, the best podcast. I have a busy life and cannot always read the articles, web pages, etc. that I'd like to in order to keep up with what is happening in the vegan veg world. This podcast is a truly vital link for me, and I recommend it without reservation, from Magpie Dreams in the US. And that's exactly what I'm doing this for. I love to read this stuff, but I know everybody can't do that. So for people who like to listen while they're on the go, that's exactly why I do it. So it's really nice to hear when somebody is enjoying it. If you're not sure how to rate it or where to, you can go to lovethepodcast.com/plantbasedbriefing, and it brings up the places where you can rate and review it based on the device you're on. And for some reason, it's not that obvious where to rate it on Apple. You have to scroll down past 8 or 10 or so episodes, and then you'll find the review section. But if you listen on Amazon, you can also review it there. And if you listen on YouTube, liking, subscribing, and commenting are really helpful ways as well to improve engagement. So enough of all that. Regarding today's episode, it's a success story, and I'm pleased to have permission to share content from Forks Over Knives. These success stories, there are so many of them, and they're so inspirational. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. I'm Keeping Crohn's Disease in Check with a Whole Food Plant-Based Diet by Chelsea Williams at ForksOverKnives.com. I grew up eating home-cooked meals that my mother prepared for us in our small kitchen every day after she got home from work. Although Mom eventually switched to a vegetarian diet after nearly choking on a tough steak cooked on an outdoor stove during a family camping trip, the rest of us continued to happily consume meat and other animal products. In 2015, at the age of 33, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. With 2 young children, I was desperate to find something that would make me feel better. Of course, I was prescribed plenty of medications, some of which helped a little, but they came with so many uncomfortable side effects and potentially harmful long-term effects that I didn't want to stay on them for long. Eventually, I stumbled upon a few books about healing with plant-based nutrition that caught my attention. I didn't cut out meat entirely, but I ate a lot less of it. For a while, I experienced some relief from my Crohn's symptoms. Ready to throw in the towel. In 2019, I got really sick and ended up in the hospital a few times. In 2020, a surgeon removed an extremely damaged section of my small intestine. After that surgery, I expected to feel 100% better, but I didn't. I was frustrated enough that I was about ready to throw in the towel and just take all the scary medications indefinitely. But I ended up going back to the dietary drawing board one more time. Lent was coming up, so I resolved to eat only fruits, vegetables, beans, and nuts for 40 days. I found that I felt so much lighter. I decided to cut out meat completely. I didn't really have a taste for it after the surgery, so it wasn't that hard to do. And at that point, in my quest to eliminate my Crohn's triggers, I'd already cut out gluten, dairy, corn, refined sugar, oils, soy, eggs, caffeine, and alcohol from my diet. What was one more food in the grand scheme of things? So I got to work, researching and planning a whole food plant-based diet as a last-ditch attempt to heal myself from Crohn's. Off all medications. Within a year of going whole food plant-based, I was able to discontinue all medications, and I felt better than I had in 10 years. It's been a few years now, and I've stayed on a whole food plant-based path. I love to eat lots of fresh fruit, Buddha bowls with quinoa and root veggies, big salads with simple cashew or tahini-based dressings, potato bowls with roasted veggies, and vegetable curries with brown rice. I return to forks over knives again and again for new healthy vegan recipes linked here. Things aren't perfect. I occasionally have small Crohn's flare-ups, mostly stress-related, but with my healthy diet and lifestyle, I'm able to get past them much easier than in the past. I wholeheartedly believe that I will be completely healed one day, and whole plant foods will be a major key to that healing. Getting plenty of sleep and exercise, managing stress, and keeping a positive mindset are other things I work on every day as well. A couple of years ago, I was inspired to get certified as a health coach to help others eat more plants and lead healthier lifestyles. It's work that I love and look forward to every day. Eating plants has helped me make incredible strides in my own health journey, and now I get to help others improve their health as well. What could be better? I feel amazing and excited to live the rest of my life as a whole food plant-based eater. You just listened to I'm Keeping Crohn's Disease in Check with a Whole Food Plant-Based Diet by Chelsea Williams at ForksOverKnives.com. And I'm Marian Erickson, your host. And if you want to listen to a few other episodes about Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, I'll link these in the show notes. But check out episode 556, The Best Diet for Ulcerative Colitis Treatment by Dr. Michael Greger at NutritionFacts.org. Episode 99, The Best Diet for Crohn's Disease Treatment by Dr. Michael Greger at NutritionFacts.org. And episode 75, Healing Ulcerative Colitis with a Plant-Based Diet by Shamiz Kakwala at ForksOverKnives.com. And Shamiz, author of that last one, he is co-founder of High Carb Health. It's a program and a website with all kinds of resources for healing ulcerative colitis and Crohn's. And you might want to check that out as well at HighCarbHealth.com. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.